Migrants in Ireland. Hello and welcome to our third podcast. Today I thought it would be nice to speak to someone from the Polish community. You may know or may not know that the Polish community has now overtaken the British community as the largest group of non-Irish people here in Ireland. I had a chat with Kasia Nita. She's an artist, she's from Poland, and she lives in Crosshaven here in County Cork.
I come from Poland, and to Ireland I came in 2004, which makes now 11 years. So I'm 11 years here in this country.
Where do you come from in Poland?
From central part, from small city called Opoczno. It's a small city, about 35,000 people.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And what brought you to Ireland?
Well, I was living, before that I was living in Holland, and I have finished my relationship, so I was living there for a couple months with my daughter, and I decided, well, I think I always want to see that green island and learn English, and that was the best way to go to the country where is that language, so I choose Ireland.
Yeah. And you got stuck in Ireland.
Yes, it's true, because I came for 2 years, two or maybe three, to learn the language.
Yeah.
And go to some more exotic country, like you know, Portugal or Italy, but...
Well, you have the palm trees here, but not the white sand, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, we can imagine something, you know.
Yeah, you live near the seaside, don't you?
I do. Mm. I'm living in Crosshaven, and it's like a beautiful place. By the sea.
And was it difficult to get used to the Irish, you know, to the Irish habits? Was it a culture shock for you?
Not at all. I think I was, because I was living before in different countries, so that gave me that experience of different cultures, and I noticed the culture shock a few times before, and I'm as well very, very tolerant in the way, like to other cultures, and very open. I'm curious. Other cultures, so actually doesn't shock me that much. No, not at all.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm doing a few things, but mainly is I'm developing my artistic skills, which based is paintings, but I did in my past a little bit of sculptures, which I love as well, but that requires more space, and I think for now I decided just do it paintings, and I'm learning how to paint, and I'm doing as well, like, because I don't have yet my specific technique, I'm still trying to find. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing as well a few other projects with my friends and colleagues, art projects that will come out something next year. Yeah, doing some other things, like organizing workshops. I'm inviting some people to Ireland and trying to organize for them.
Okay.
Something, yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it is very interesting, and I like always working with people, and I'm...
And are those people from Poland or from anywhere in the world?
Oh, anywhere. I had even, like, I'm still thinking about to make a camp with a pure native Indian from United States. He is Indian. I met him in Spain. I was doing a self-development workshop, and he was a part there. We had a very interesting time, and I thought that would be great to bring here and to make people aware about this, and that could solve some people maybe some problems, because for me, helps for me, so I thought maybe to bring here, and he agreed, so we have to talk more about the details.
That sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just, if you believe in yourself, if you have enough self-esteem, you can do it, everything. It's just like last year I was a little going through a few things, personal things, so I haven't done much as a plan, but, you know, planning and to be open for new ideas and to be open to people, it's very important. You can do lots.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you find the most difficult about living in Ireland, or is there nothing?
No, it's, you know, there is always I think something. I think I will not say anything new. Like I would love more sunshine. Definitely. Yeah. It's sometimes for me, especially during the winter time, it's very hard. I'm getting not depressed, but really dull. And you know, the days are short, and then you know, there is no sunshine at all. So I'm kind of very down sometimes. That I think that's my challenge actually. Because even in Poland, if you have minus 20 degrees, but then it's the sunshine.
The sun still shines, yes. Yeah. It's the dampness, the rain.
And the dampness. But that's, you know, it's nothing to be... This is the climate, and you have to accept this because Ireland have lots of different things to offer. So
what do you like the most about Ireland?
The most is, yeah, the enchanting, beautiful landscapes. Amazing. You can drive like special Dingle or Connemara, then drive over there, and it's just amazing. It's breathtaking view. Mm-hmm. I love that so much, and it's all the time green. It's like all the time green, which I really, really love.
Amazing how green can be. Isn't it? Yeah.
And I love the people here, I must say. Mm-hmm. When I came first, I was very surprised because people were very, very open. I mean, not open, I mean very welcoming, very welcoming. And that was big surprise for me. Like, I can tell you something, even there was a joke when I came first. I didn't have English at all. Yeah, a few words, you know, typical, basic, like. And yes, I was working in a restaurant. And everybody was calling me, "Hey, love, how are you, love?" And I was like, "What's going on? Are they lesbian or something?" And then I was like, "Jesus, what's going on?" and it was really funny. It's like, I'm laughing now, but with my mentality, even though I lived in different country, people weren't like, you know, with simple words. I noticed with simple words, you can make someone feel nicer, you know, which Irish people are doing.
Yeah.
And okay. they don't complain much. When you ask them how are you, maybe some people are saying it's not really honest because they always fine, they always great. But I think it's the positivity, very positive people and very relaxed, you know, very relaxed. In the shop they are smiling, then people are, you know, in the office they are helpful, like if you go in, for example, in Poland, if you go to the bank, people behind the counter is like doing you a favor, do you know?
Yeah.
So, like, big deal, you know, here I was surprised.
And for your daughter, how old was she when she moved to Ireland?
She was 11, so now she's 21.
And did she find it 22. Difficult, or was she easily adapted?
Well, she didn't want to move. She had her friends and, you know, her favorite places at that age. But when we moved, she adapted very quickly. And we came in May, so she learned the English during the holiday summer. She made great friends, and she actually loved it. And she has great life, and she absolutely loved it here.
And if you ask her, what are you? Would she be Irish, Polish, Dutch? What would she call herself?
We had this conversation before. I had this conversation with her. She said, "Mom, who am I?" Actually, I said to her, like, "You were always Polish. You were born in Poland, but now she will be getting Irish passport as well. So she will be Irish as well. But she's strongly she have the bond with Holland as well. So she spent this beautiful years of her." Childhood, and she's still going there and visiting her friends. So she said one day, "Mom, actually, I am the world citizen."
I always ask because it's the children of the people who move that have sometimes difficulties in defining what they are.
Exactly.
Okay, and so what's the plan for the future?
The plan for the future is to work on my art. I have. Last year I had the privilege to paint for a few people. I had a few commissions. And this year I'm doing my first exhibition. I'm preparing. I start painting again for that show, and I have workshops for women. I like to work with women, and I have lots of for women in future. And yeah, my plan is to open my own gallery maybe in 2 years' time, or on a year or 2 years' time, and that will be my base office.
Yeah.
And working with people with other things.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'm very, very open and looking for people who like to work with me as well as a team, part of the team, to be part of the team, because I am trying to do it something really good and great cultural wise. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Kasia.
Thank you, Rose. It was a pleasure.
So that was a lovely Kasia Nita from Poland, who is living in Crosshaven. And you probably heard that we were recording this in a cafe over a nice coffee with a bit of the background noise, which always makes it a bit more homely. So next time I will come back with an interview with E.J. Carr, who was an expat living here in Ireland but who decided to move back to the United States. Let's keep an eye out for that exhibition of Kasia Nita. I've seen some of her work that she posts online, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's always nice to talk to people like her. We'll come back on Wednesday with the interview with E.J. Carr. Keep following us, please, and do go to our Facebook page, which is just Migrants in Ireland, and you can follow us there as well. If you would like to be on this show, and if you'd like to tell your own story, why not contact me on Facebook, send me a message, and I'll get in touch with you. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.